Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Views, the podcast where Jason takes his pants off using only my tongue.
Okay, go ahead. Go. You got it. You got it.
No, that was a bad joke.
Go.
Let's not even pretend like that's what's going on. Because I'm using my teeth.
Yeah, there you go, David. Nice, you pull them off.
Okay, all right. We're going to start the podcast, but after I'm done using my dick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, roll the intro music. Jesus Christ. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another podcast. I'm David. I'm 21. That's Jason over there in the corner. He's 45.
I'm 44.
Oh, you are?
Don't lie like you don't know.
Oh, well, today...
You son of a bee.
Today's Valentine's Day.
Ugh, the worst.
Jason just got back from a helicopter ride.
No, let me take that back because she listens to the podcast. Great day today.
I didn't say anything about the day.
Well, I said the worst.
Oh.
We should start the whole podcast over again, but I'm not going to make you do that.
No, you're good. Yeah, because our intro was so...
Our intro was
so
terrible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Our intro is so amazing, we can't restart this podcast.
It's a bad day today. I had a great day, but I see what Valentine's Day does to everybody.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's a lot of work.
Like, Trish and I had an amazing time on a helicopter ride. I dressed as Elvis. I surprised her. I walked out of a costume store as Elvis. I took her to Benihana, which is, she always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know Valentine's Day was a big deal until I moved to, like, adulthood. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're a kid, I don't think it's like that. I think you just get candy and, like...
I don't remember it being so much pressure, but I just saw how it, like...
Social media made it a much bigger thing.
It's made it so much worse. All of our friends were, like, out of their minds today. Like, Brandon was, like, swearing at everybody.
Really?
He was like, fucking you're having a good time. Trish and I came back looking cute.
Wait, cute
as a button. I mean, we were cute.
Yeah.
You know, she was dressed as, like...
And Brandon was pissed he was single?
Yeah. He was like, fucking take this Instagram photo. And of course, he took an Instagram photo where Trish and I are kissing, and he's in the background, like,
flipping us off. Yeah.
and which doesn't make any better. And Jonah was upset, and Todd was upset. And they were, but you're right, it's social media. You guys have fucked up everything. This social media is so awful. I mean, granted, I'd be homeless without it, but.
yesterday we were driving around in my car going to film something, and I just hear Jason in the back seat going, yeah, it's Jason Nash. I am trying to get the celebrity helicopter tour. And Todd and I just look at each other and just start laughing. Because it's like, because of course, Jason and Trisha have to have the most extravagant, like, holiday. It can't just be, like, going out to dinner. It has to be a helicopter ride over Hollywood.
I know. I'm getting buried here. I don't know what to do. Jason and Trisha
have been going on vacations like no other. Trisha is his new girlfriend, if you guys don't know.
Yeah. She's amazing.
There we go.
She's amazing.
You're good. She also listens to the podcast. If you can't tell.
I don't know. She listens to everything. She watches everyone's video.
Yeah,
she catches every podcast.
If we turn this podcast off right now and we start talking shit, somehow she'll figure out. No, she's really good. If Jason's misbehaving for even a second, she's on it, which I guess is kind of a good thing.
Well, I don't like that part of having a girlfriend, which is all new to me, which is like, you hang up with her and maybe you were in a fight or whatever, and then suddenly, you know, Scott's doing something funny and you Snapchat Scott. And then it's like, well, I guess that fight, I guess you're over it. You know, like, oh, you're having fun on Snapchat?
She sees the Snapchat and she's like, why does it look so much fun? We were just fighting.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, social media is the worst.
Yeah.
Is that what you have to deal with?
That's how it is. That's how
life is. Is that how it is?
Yeah.
You guys are fucked.
Welcome to the real world. No, tell me about it. I mean, you guys, I want to address this, which I haven't really brought up to you yet because
sure.
I've kind of been shy.
Oh, great.
I think you're really ugly. not that.
You've said that many times. I don't know why.
I think you've been spending a lot of time with her.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time
and
with her.
And
it's bothering you.
It's bothering me.
It's cutting into our time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought it up on the podcast. Let's talk about it. There's a way we can work through
this. You know what it is? Mm. It's not that you're gone. Mm. It's that when you come back, you're not the same Jason.
I'm not?
You're not the same energetic Jason, I know.
I'm drained.
You're drained. Mm. Which I respect, because I think relationships are very important.
Sure.
But you just got to look at it from, you know, your old buddy's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, me, David.
You're hurting right now.
I'm hurting.
I wish we had some sound, some music to go under here, underneath this right now.
Go for it. Put some music over it.
What? Tell me. Talk to me. Tell me how you're really feeling.
I've kind of just.
Well, what
been
am
like,
I like when I come back?
You're tired. You're just tired. You're just like, I'm beat. Trisha and I just went hiking on a volcano and we watched it erupt and then we skydived off.
I can't keep doing your vlog. I can't, not at the pace, David.
Oh, okay. I thought you were quitting.
No.
How dare you?
David, the pace that you make me work in that vlog.
Okay, forget it. We don't need to discuss that.
I want to talk about it.
No.
Tell me. No, you brought it up. Let's talk about it. Let's have a Valentine's Day argument.
Yeah, a lot of people.
A
lot of people what?
Oh, a lot of people have said it.
No, they haven't.
Who else?
I'm taking it back.
Who else has mentioned it?
Mentioned what?
That I'm different now that I have a girlfriend.
Oh, that's not what I was saying.
Oh.
You're like, fucking say it to my face.
Was it Zane?
No, I'm just saying a lot of people is the wrong way to start the sentence. But I guess a lot of people have been saying that the vlog's really draining on both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you recognize that?
Yeah, I mean, I recognize it, but it's just so, I don't know. I always think of it as such a, like an awesome thing.
No, it's awesome. The thing that kills me is if we're out till 12:30 and then I'm up at 6:30. That's it. It's just taking my kids to school, and I won't drop that. I can't not take my kids to school.
Well, can I ask you
a
question? Can I ask you a question that I got from Twitter?
Yeah, sure.
Pineapple on pizza. How do you feel about
it? I'm down with it.
I'm down with it too. I don't know why people are such dicks about it.
I mean, I would never order it.
What?
I would never order it. It's kind of. But I take a bite of it. It's like, it's fine. It's just too much. I don't need the fruit. I like pizza. I like straight pizza. Everything I eat is straight.
That's almost like you don't like it.
No, what's the problem? I come home and I'm not the same?
I'm done. I'm talking about pineapple pizza.
Yeah, you've changed the subject, and I think that's the wrong move. I think you know, if you have a problem with me, address it to me
now. I don't have a problem. I'm just saying. Dude, you're in a relationship now, and I'm really happy for you. It just bums me out sometimes, okay? I miss hanging out with my old friend.
I gave you the whole last night I hung out with you. I didn't even turn my camera on.
Oh, so now it's a chore.
No.
So now you just have to give it to me.
I hung out with you last night.
You don't fuck me like you used to.
You took me to the worst you took me to the worst event last night.
You're a dick.
Yeah, I am.
Where did we go last night? Okay, our friend Dirty Dom and Seth, who are like, you know, notorious potheads, they took us to
rappers.
They took us to Democratic.
Who are so desperate to make it, they put me in a rap song.
It's like a Democratic meeting.
Yeah, it's a Southern California meeting of Democrats.
It was
Democrats.
Like a city council meeting.
Yeah.
And they went there to meet the governor of California, who they met for like a second.
Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
They were really excited about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, we were there. We were there for like an hour.
It was just funny because it's like these two potheads trying to like be political and like, you know, be socially conscious.
Yeah.
When all we've ever known them to be is just to bring a bunch of girls back to the crib.
It was so interesting because I've never been in like a council meeting before. And one of the people came up to the podium and they're like, we need to address sexual harassment. And then another person came to the podium and goes, all in favor, raise your hand. And everybody raised their hand. I'm just like, this is, who the fuck? And then she goes, all opposed, raise your hand. And no one raised their hand. It's kind of fucking stupid. I don't even know why they voted for that.
I went to a meeting once in college for like political activism or whatever.
Yeah.
And the first item of business was about whether they were going to do new business or old business.
What does that mean?
It was basically like, okay, guys, we have new business and we have old business. Then the first item of business today we want to talk about is if we're going to do old business or new business. We should cut this out. Keep going.
That's amazing. I hope that was the portion of the podcast where you left your room to go get a drink of water. Welcome back. No, but it was great. We ran into like some politician dude who
he was like the godfather.
He was like the godfather. And I have this DACA situation where, I've talked about it a lot. I may get deported. I may not, whatever. He came up to me and, you know, he's, he's almost spitting at, on my face as he's talking to me because he's so close.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, man, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You have nothing to worry about. We will figure this out.
Yeah.
And then I was like really uncomfortable because he was so close and he was like yelling into my mouth.
Yeah. And he put his two hands on your shoulders.
Yeah. He put his hands on my shoulders and he goes, and I was so uncomfortable. I was like visibly uncomfortable. And he goes, this isn't a police interrogation, man. You're okay. Mm-hmm. He thought me getting uncomfortable was me getting sad about my situation.
Yeah, he thought you were like a dishwasher.
Yeah.
That thought he was going to get taken out of the country. You weren't that worried about it.
Yeah, he was like, listen, man, I'm not ICE. It's okay. I'm not here to deport you. I'm your friend. I'm like, dude, Jesus, you're freaking me out right now.
Yeah, and I didn't like the way that he was like, he really looked you in the eye. He was like staring you down.
And then he fucking shook my hand, and I swear to God, he fractured 7 of my bones in there. I think I have 2 fingers left. Remember when he shook your hand?
Oh, my God. It was awful. I hate when guys shake your hand really hard.
Yeah.
There's no point to it.
There's nothing.
I don't understand. I can fucking squeeze your hand, too. You know?
Not as hard. He didn't really.
I could squeeze his hand real hard.
I believe you. Another question we got on Twitter. Someone tweeted me a bunch of things. It was like a tweet from Natasha Lacey. She wants us to talk about breastfeeding in public. Jason does it. Jason,
Trish and I breastfeed all the time together.
Yeah, Trisha breastfeeds Jason when they're at McDonald's waiting for their ices.
I saw a nursing station in Vegas coming back from the airport. I wished you were there. I wanted you to come in. I wanted to shoot a bit where you open it up and I'm nursing off of her.
And you're sucking on her tit? Yeah. There's a nursing station in Vegas?
Yeah, in the airport and the Virgin Terminal. It's this big, big box that says nursing station.
And it's just like blue.
It looks like a photo booth, you know?
Yeah, it's just really blurry.
Blurry.
Like you can't see through the glass, right?
Oh, no, yeah, it's just a door. You just open the door, and inside there's a baby getting some milk.
Are there multiple babies?
There was a ton of babies. You can have as many as you want.
There's just random babies you go to nurse.
Yeah.
It's not even your own babies. At the Virgin Terminal today, we have 20 babies that need nursing, any mother. They also want us to talk about thoughts on ghosts.
Well, what are your thoughts on breastfeeding in public?
I love it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't think there's any problem to it.
Doesn't bother me.
Does it bother people?
It shouldn't.
The only place it would maybe bother me is if someone's doing it at a dinner table, at my dinner table. And there's like, you know, we're eating at a restaurant.
Oh, you're eating.
Yeah.
The baby shouldn't eat.
Fuck you. You're right.
You're going to have your sandwich.
Yeah, but I don't have to suck on a woman's tit to eat my sandwich.
I do. If I want Trisha to pay.
No, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Next question.
Is Jason gay?
Yes.
Okay. Thoughts on ghosts?
They exist.
Have you ever had a ghost encounter?
No, I haven't. My good friends have. A lot of my good friends have, and I believe them.
I've had a couple.
Yeah. Well, this house is haunted.
I've heard this house is haunted.
Yeah.
I've had a couple, actually, in my house that happened right when I bought it. And
really?
I never wanted to tell anybody because I just didn't want to, like, egg it on.
Sure.
When Natalie and Reggie were living at my house,
right,
and they were remodeling my house, I wasn't there. They told me in the middle of the night, the speakers turned on in the room they were sleeping at, and this is fucking freaky shit, and started playing a song, and I don't know the name of the song, but it goes, I'm so lonely, so lonely. You know that song?
No.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
I kind of, yeah. Who sings it?
So lonely. I don't know who sings it, but it's fucking terrifying.
It's creepy.
And it started playing at full blast in the middle
of
the night.
Really?
And they were like, they fucking jumped up and they just started looking for the remote.
Really?
And they couldn't find it, yeah. But then they ended up turning off like the speaker.
That's freaky.
It's fucking freaky. And then my mom stayed. Because I was there by myself for like 3 weeks, right? I was just there, but completely by myself living there. And yeah, I heard a couple footsteps, you know, here and there, like on the roof or whatever. And then my mom stayed. And before she was leaving, I'm like, this is when she first visited. I'm like, did you think this place was weird in any way? And she's like, holy shit. I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to creep you out. But there's a couple experiences I had here where I think this place is haunted.
Your mom said that about your house?
Yeah.
What were they?
It was just like footsteps on the roof. Like almost like if there's people walking around my attic.
This man kept trying to have sex with me each night I was there. Mom, that was Dad.
He referred to himself as Jason Nash, but it couldn't have been him. Ew, wait. Why did I join in on that conversation?
I had something the other night. I was asleep here, and I heard a bang, And then a baseball
bat. That was Todd and Corinna.
No, Todd and Corinna heard it. Oh. We all three of us got up.
It was a bang, and then
it was
what?
A bang, and then the baseball bat flew against the wall.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
And fuck yourself.
I was so fucking petrified. I ran to Todd's arms because you know how strong he is.
Yeah.
And
but to be fair, there's a dog that lives here.
My door was shut. The dog was not in my room. The baseball bat's in my room.
Oh shit.
I keep a baseball bat in there in case you come around.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you see it fly?
No, I was asleep, but I heard it.
But do you understand?
And Todd and Corinna came flying in.
Jason, if something like this happened in my house, like something that serious,
yeah,
I'd start crying and I'd never come. I'd sell my house. Do you know what
well,
I mean?
Why? No one's been killed by ghosts.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm trying to get to.
Right.
No one's been killed by a ghost.
Right.
Or so we know. And no one's like caught anything on camera ever that's like, oh, this is fucking real. You know what I mean?
You ever see Ghost Hunters?
Yeah, but
they fake that shit.
Do they?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I got some friends on the inside.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I had a friend. He was working on one of those ghost shows, and they were like there like all night, and they were like waiting, and they had these two hosts. They're like these ghost experts. And, like we can feel it, like we're sensing it, and we're getting something on the reader, the meter. The meter's going off, and my friend he was like just wanted to go home, and he just fucking like they were in an old high school, and he just slammed the auditorium door. And they were like, that's it, that's the ghost. He's like, oh my god, that's crazy.
This is your friend. There you have it, guys, we found the ghost. I'm pretty like indifferent about ghosts. They could be real, they could not be real, but you know what is real?
What?
Real? Squarespace sponsoring us for another podcast.
Oh my god,
because we're so glad to be sponsoring your show. That's what Squarespace said. And I love them. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and you're ready to launch. Use the offer code VIEWS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Create a beautiful website to turn your cool idea into a new website, showcase your work, blog or publish content, sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online businesses, announce an upcoming event or special project, and more.
Beautiful templates created by world-class designers, powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online, the ability to customize look and feel, settings, products, and more.
Guys, also, don't be scared to make your own website. This is off the script, but like, there's a lot of websites out there that are really fun that don't take a lot to make. Like, there's a website called isitchristmasyet.com, and you go on it, and 364 days out of 365 days, it just says no in big, bold letters.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and it gets a lot of visits. So maybe make make a website called isjasonnashyoung.com.
That would do probably really well.
Yeah.
Get a lot of traffic.
And use Squarespace because it's a new way to buy domains and choose from our over 200 extensions, analytics that help you grow in real time, built-in search engine optimization, free and secure hosting, nothing to patch or upgrade, 24/7 award-winning customer support.
Yep. Make it yourself. Easily create a website by yourself. Make it stand out with a beautiful website, guys.
Jason's learning how to read. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Destiny's calling. It says you need a new website. Make it with Squarespace. Guys, one more time. That's squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use their offer code VIEWS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Sorry, Jason took off his shirt right as I was reading that, and it caught me off guard.
Does this look cancerous?
Huh?
Does this look cancerous?
Dude, I don't want to talk about shit like that. I haven't been to the doctor in 4 years.
Why?
Because I'm just scared.
Oh, yeah, you should go. You feel so much better right after.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. You're young.
Yeah, but I'll feel like a lump, like in my neck.
That's because you don't go to the doctor.
And I'll be like, it's fucking game over. I know this is something. Like, my grandpa had cancer, and I think it runs in his side of the family. So I'm like, it's time. Here it comes.
When did he die? How old was he?
17.
Seriously?
No. That means he must have had my mom when he was... You know, he didn't. No, but he died pretty old. He died like in his 60s, 50s.
Go to the doctor. My mom, I'm so tired of people fucking thinking you're this amazing person.
What?
Tired of it.
What'd your mom say?
My mom today, she goes, that dude, he's the best friend you ever had.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing. I love your mom, guys. We were sitting around in our living room and I was vlogging, so I was, you know, I was being my vlog self where I was making jokes about his mom dying. And I don't know if I said this on the podcast already, but I shit you not. The second my camera turned off, I think we started talking about like just about our friend group, and then his mom just goes off for like, you know, 3 whole minutes. David is the best. I mean, he's amazing. And all our friends are there, like Brandon, Zane, Jonah, everybody. And Brandon's like, what the fuck are you saying? He just talked about you dying for the past 30 minutes. I love Jason's mom. I was going to actually say something on the topic of doctors.
Yeah.
My first STD test I ever got, I got it when I was, 17 or 18. I was big on Vine. Not big on Vine. I had like 800,000 on Vine. Sorry.
That's big.
So I rarely ever got noticed, mm-hmm. like ever got recognized. And one of the first 3 times I got noticed in LA was at the STD clinic.
Yeah?
Isn't that crazy?
How did it come out? Okay.
The test was great, but it was so awkward because we were sitting in the waiting room and there was like 5 people around us. And guy goes, literally goes, hey, dude, I know you. I know who you are. And I'm like, oh, what's up, dude? Thanks, man. And he's like, you're from Vine. Dude, I love your vines.
Hey, this guy's from Vine over here.
Guys, this guy is fucking, he has diseases on his penis. No, but the test came back negative.
What dude, made you want to go get an STD test?
Oh, my God, because when you move to LA, everybody's like, be careful. The fucking STDs basically live here. Like, that's how it is.
Oh.
And, you know, you see all the signs here in L.A.?
Sure.
Like, syphilis is sucky. Like, they're all funny signs. Mm-hmm. They're all, like, punny signs that have to do with STDs. No, but I got really scared because I'd never got an STD test in my life. So I'm like, I got to fucking do it. And I did it. And it was, like, it was the worst week of my life waiting for those results.
It took
fucking
a week?
Fucking horrifying. Well, a week for some of the results.
Because
I test for more stuff and it takes a little longer. You're like, it doesn't take a week unless you have something. Oh no! I got them back right away.
I went in and tried to get an AIDS test once.
Really?
And the doctor just laughed at me.
Why?
He was just like, "Why do you want an AIDS test?" And I was like, "I don't know. Like, I think it was a long time ago." And I was like, "Oh, maybe I'm like just to be. I don't know." He's like, "Do you have any? He's like, why would you have AIDS?" And I was like, "I don't know."
What the fuck?
And he's like, "Well, do you have?
What kind of a doctor is this?
Do you have anal sex?" And I go, "No." And he goes, "Do you shoot needles?" And I go, "No." He goes, you don't have AIDS. Like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he goes, I'll test you. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Really? I think it's really funny. I've run into a lot of flippant doctors in my life.
What do you mean?
They're just really flippant. They're just kind of like, what are you talking about? We're fucking scared? Like, what? No. You're fine. Get out of here. Every doctor I've ever run into.
Really?
Yeah, even the baby. Even when we had the babies, you know, when I had Wyatt and Charlie. When I birthed Wyatt and Charlie out my vagina. Even then, the doctor would be like, yeah, it's fucking push them out. That's it. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Like, really? Like, yeah, go ahead. Time to go. Or when they send you home with the baby.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, that's the worst.
When they send you home?
Yeah.
Because now it's yours.
Oh, my God.
It's yours for the next 18 years of its life.
And it, yes. And at that moment, too, like, it's just a baby. It's just a blob. Oh, my God.
It's just a thing, and you have to feed it. You have to buy things for it. You have to save money for its future. That's so. I can't wrap my head around bringing a baby home from the hospital. Is there an option to leave it there?
Yes. Well, you can leave them at the fire station.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where people leave babies?
Yeah, you can leave a baby at the fire station, no questions asked.
Seriously?
Yeah, because you know, they had a lot of babies being put in dumpsters and stuff.
Is this a fucking law?
Yeah, it's a law.
Leave a baby at the fire station, no questions asked.
No questions asked. Yeah.
Do they become firefighters? Or do they go into an orphanage? Are there just like 50 toddlers at every fire station constantly?
Yeah, that's why when you see a building on fire, it's all babies putting the fire out.
Dude, holy shit, never thought of that.
They got to put them to work.
That's why they save the babies first in fires, because they want them to work for them.
That's right.
They're recruiting.
Yeah.
They're not saving the babies so they can be with their families.
No, you didn't see that on 48 Hours, that whole expose they did?
No.
On the Los Angeles
firefighters are douchebags.
Yeah. It's human trafficking, basically.
No, that's crazy. That's scary. But yeah, STD. Oh, and you can get out here in LA. I don't know if you know that, but AIDS, I guess, is like a bigger thing, or at least what I thought. You can get an STD, you can get an AIDS test in like a taco truck, basically. They have them out here. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Like on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a truck. They don't serve tacos.
It's a truck. Yeah, they don't serve tacos. It's not like, you're good, here's a taco.
It's a mobile AIDS van.
It's a mobile AIDS van.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which sounds very scary.
Yeah.
Which sounds like it's spreading the disease. But you can always, it's usually like.
Disease is mobile.
It's in West Hollywood and it's in Hollywood. And you can go there to get an AIDS test. I think it's free.
Yeah.
It's free. And then you can take as many condoms as you want for free. It's pretty incredible. It's pretty good thing.
Yeah, someone's paying for that.
Yeah. It's tax dollars going to work, and I really appreciate it.
Are you going back to Vernon Hill soon?
I want to. I want to go back to my... Oh, actually, I have one more question.
What is it?
Do you have any near-death experiences other than every day of your life?
Today, I thought I was dead when I woke up.
Oh, bummer.
Today, Link was sitting next to me, the dog, and I think she was like sensing that I was dying. That's how I felt.
Why?
I don't know. Dogs have like a sense.
She started whimpering?
She just kept following me around.
You okay?
She started gnawing on my carcass. I almost drowned.
You almost drowned?
Yeah.
But why?
Swimming out to a sandbar once.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like the funniest thing.
Did I tell you the story?
No.
I never told you the story?
No.
Oh my God. When I was married, I was like down the...
By the way, guys, Jason has so many fucking stories that he'll like bring up randomly and be like, I never told you this. And then I'll be like, do you have any more stories for the podcast? And he's like, no, I'm out. And then we'll stop talking. And then he'll talk about how he once owned a farm in the middle of Manhattan and aliens attacked. Oh, I forgot. I didn't tell you this one. I didn't tell you the alien story. I didn't tell you I used to work at Area 51. Okay, go.
No, I was out. I was with my ex-wife, and we were with her dad down the Cape Cod.
Okay.
And I went to take a run.
Yeah.
And I went, and I was running on the beach, and then I saw a sandbar. You know what a sandbar is?
I don't. Is it where the sand comes up above the water?
Yeah, it's like you can swim for a while, and then basically... It's there's like sand out in the middle of the ocean.
Like a small island.
A small island in the middle of the ocean, exactly. A sandbar.
Okay.
So I was like, cool, I'm going to swim to that sandbar. I used to be in shape. And there was this old woman on next to me, and she goes, I go, oh, hey, do you think I could make it to that sandbar?
How old were you?
I was like 30.
Oh, Jesus.
Before
okay.
I had kids, yeah. And then she goes, I wouldn't go out that way. Current strong today.
Uh-huh.
She goes, I wouldn't try it if I were you. I feel like a Boston accent. And I was like, yeah, fuck that old lady. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I started swimming out
fuck
there.
Fuck advice. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Fuck advice.
Yeah.
Who needs it?
Started swimming out there, and I'm swimming, and I'm swimming. And then the current came along and just started fucking drowning the fuck out of me. Really bad.
Really?
And I was like swallowing water, and I was like, this is it.
How far were you from the shore?
I don't know, 100 feet.
Okay. Wow.
It's bad. And then I just decided, I was like, all right, don't panic, don't panic, don't panic. I was panicking. And then I got on my back and I started to float. And the current was really fucking strong. And the current just fucking took me like way, 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 way down the end of the beach. And I was like, oh, I'm dead. I'm like, I'm going to fucking die. This current is so strong.
Oh, I've never even thought of that.
Yeah. But then somehow the current took me to land. Way down the end of the beach, and I survived.
No shit.
I lived.
Yes. So did you make it, or did you die? Let me know.
And then as I got out of the water,
uh-huh.
It was like 14 fire trucks.
Fuck you.
The entire Chatham Police Department.
What were they doing?
Coming to save me.
Stealing babies from the beach?
They were coming to save me.
Get out.
Because while I was out there, I was like, help! Help! I was yelling, help.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't panic.
Oh, no, I panicked a lot. And
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. That's not funny.
And then I came up on shore, and the woman goes, I told you. I told you not to try to swim the current. And then...
but did you find my pot of gold?
And then the chief of police came up to me, and he just said... He goes, tried to swim to the sandbar, didn't you? In a Boston accent. Tried to swim to the sandbar, didn't you? And I said, yeah. And he goes, we got a fucking couple idiots every summer that try to do that.
Is it like so you're not allowed to swim out that far? Who called the police?
I did. When I said, help, I'm drowning.
I know, but who called the fire department?
The old lady must have.
Really?
Or the lifeguard. It was the empty beach.
What about your wife?
She was doing her hair. One time I got beat up in a strip club. Ever tell you that story?
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm repeating myself.
And then did the fire department cost you any money?
No, they didn't charge me. I don't know how, but wow. They didn't. Did you ever die?
Did I ever die?
Did you ever almost die?
I don't know if I ever told... I may have said this on the podcast. We've done so many, I don't remember. I came close to killing someone.
Who?
Other than my vlogs, there's a time other than what I've been recording. You're like, you don't say.
I've never really respected life.
I was in the third grade, third or fourth grade.
Yeah.
And we were playing double dutch, and there was a girl in the middle, and my friend and I think I said this. My friend and I were like double dutching it.
Yeah.
So we had like the rope spinning.
Yeah.
And it got caught around her neck. And it got caught around her neck in the way where if you pulled one way and you pulled the other, it just got tighter because we like threw it around her.
You
like,
did tell me this story, but yeah. You told me in the car.
Yeah, like
and I vlogged it, but I never used it.
Like
this
lasso,
is a good story,
lasso style. So it went around her neck, and my friend had one end, I had the other end, and I don't know, out of instinct, I don't know what the fuck what I was thinking. I was okay. Hold on, I was like in the first grade. I was really young. Out of instinct, I go pull.
Yeah, and we just started
fucking pulling. And this girl's choking. And it took me like 2 seconds to realize she was choking. And it, like my weird whole pull thing got like interrupted by a teacher running up to us. Like, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? Like freaking out. Because she was red. Yeah. I wasn't choking. We weren't choking her for a while. It was literally like a second or two. But it was enough to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was enough to like. It could have been. I'm also maybe exaggerating it because I was in first grade, so everything was a lot worse.
Yeah,
but no, it felt really brutal. And when the teacher took us in, she talked to us, she sat us down about it, and I came home crying. I came home sobbing, and my parents were like, "What happened? What happened at school?" And I'm like, "I'm not telling you guys till the fifth grade." And I actually kept the secret till the fifth grade. The fifth grade, I ended up telling them.
Like, did they ask you about it between then and the fifth grade?
No, I just remembered the fifth grade. I'm like, holy fuck. Like, I kept a promise to tell my parents, and I told them, and they're like, wow, that's really weird. I'm surprised they didn't, like, guilt it out of me.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't march you down to the school or go to the school.
Me too, because I was crying, and I'm just like, I'll tell you guys in the fifth grade. Were they just like, okay, sounds good. Like, why I don't know.
The fifth grade? That was enough time for you? You needed that much time to process it?
I just thought of something like far away. Like I thought, I don't know. That's what I thought. That's the time I thought that I had to tell.
Hey, listen, man. There's plenty of time for you and Trisha. I just want to say.
Fuck off.
I'm around. No, I'm here.
You'd never turn down free money, right?
Well, no, I'd be stupid to.
Well, if you shop online without the best coupons, you're already paying too much. Fortunately, here's a free browser extension called Honey that automatically finds the best coupons on the web.
So I went to this today.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
So you always get the best prices on everything online.
It's weird. I went to it and I know about it, but you go ahead, David.
Okay, go.
Oh, I can't read. You have to do this.
In two clicks, add Honey to any browser for free, then shop like you normally do. Honey scans and tests millions of coupons in the background. At checkout, Honey will automatically apply the best coupon to get you the biggest discount. Over 7 million people use Honey every day. Wow. And together they've saved millions of... This seems like a really amazing app. This is my first time actually reading this. I haven't tried it out.
I tried it today. I bought my Vans from Saks Fifth Avenue, and I got $10 off. It's great. There's all kinds of brands on there. Samsung, Champion.
Well, good for you, Honey. When Honey's got your back, you'll never overpay for anything ever again. I mean, that's amazing. You saved $10.
I saved $10 today.
Guys, there's no reason not to add Honey to your browser today. It's free, takes just seconds to install, and will save you tons of money. Add Honey to your browser for free right now and join honey.com/views. That's joinhoney.com/views. I love good ideas for apps.
Mm-hmm.
Honey.com/views, guys. Thanks, Honey. Thanks, Honey. It's like I'm thanking you, Jason. Thanks, Honey, baby.
I didn't know you had those kind of feelings for me.
No, that's awesome. Thanks for coming on the podcast. We had I was in a marketing class. I think I may have said this too, but God, I don't remember anything. We had to come up with an app.
Yeah.
This was pre-Uber Eats and pre-Postmates.
Okay.
And I came, I don't know, obviously I'm sure millions of kids have thought of this app.
Yeah.
I thought of a food delivering system.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I want to be able to get McDonald's even though it doesn't deliver.
Wow.
And I told I told my teacher, and she's just like, it's probably not going to be possible because it'd just be too expensive for the fees. And because the project was to make an app, like to make like a fake app and explain it.
Yeah.
But I was like so serious about it. I'm like, no, seriously, I really think this could work.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is like bigger than just a project. Like, I feel like we should talk to someone. And she's like, yeah, but think about the cost of like, of the driver picking it up. It'd just be too much extra money where people wouldn't want to pay.
Yeah.
And I kind of agreed with her. I'm like, I guess you're right. I wouldn't want to pay an extra, because I was cheap back then. And I guess so was she. And, you know, so is every student in high school. Mm-hmm. You can't pay an extra $4 to get food delivered.
Yeah.
You just go yourself.
Well, I bet Postmates isn't a big thing in Vernon Hills.
It's not.
Right.
It's not. And that's why she was right and she was wrong.
Right.
And then a couple years later, Uber Eats and Postmates came out and they do exactly what I came up with. And that's why I'm in a lawsuit with Postmates right now.
I was in Vegas this weekend.
You were in Vegas this week. Yes, you were.
Amazing.
You saw...
Different than when I go with you and the boys.
Well, of course.
Just saw shows.
Yeah, how was it?
Would you like to see shows?
Sure, if you'd invite me or hang out with me sometime.
I invited you to come.
Fuck off.
I did.
You love Trisha more than me.
You made fun of the helicopter ride, but then last night we were at
I love the helicopter ride.
Where Josh Peck's like, can I come?
Yeah, because I wanted to come.
Yeah, well then why'd you make fun of me?
When did I make fun of it?
In the car with Todd.
I just thought it was funny. Like, it was like a funny thing over here. What'd you do in your trip to Vegas? Vegas is tough.
No, she does it right. You go to these shows.
Trisha's like, Jason's girlfriend again, is so extravagant over the top. She rented out a fucking ginormous pink limousine.
Oh, I know.
Like, huge pink limousine. I mean, she's like the cliche
SUV
woman.
SUV limousine. Yeah.
She's the cliche woman you'd want to go with for the full Vegas experience.
The thing that was cool about seeing shows, which I'd never done before, is like, you know, when you go to like Staples Center, you got to like go in there, there's an opening act.
Yeah.
This is fast.
You get there, the show starts.
You walk in that damn door, it's on, and it's over in an hour.
Guys,
you're out.
It's crazy. You guys went to go see a Chris Angel show.
We saw Chris Angel. We met Chris Angel.
Okay, and Chris Angel was like a huge fucking thing on television. He's a magician. He was a huge thing a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people, when they're kind of done with the whole TV thing and touring, they go to Vegas.
Yeah.
They get a residency there.
He does two shows a night.
He does two shows a night. And how many people you think sit in the auditorium?
5,000.
5,000 people. And how much is a ticket for VIP?
$35. Oh, VIP was 150.
VIP is 150 and general admission is 35.
I think so, yeah.
So he's making, after probably all the cuts, at least 50 grand per show, right?
50 grand?
Yeah.
I think he's making more than that.
I'm saying at least. He could be making like 80, 90, 100.
Yeah, he probably makes like 250K every night.
Guys, that's fucking insane.
Maybe more.
You know how amazing that is?
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's pretty amazing. The show's really good.
He lives. The way these things work is they live in the hotel usually,
right? And, or maybe
or,
not.
Or maybe
they do.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do.
Yeah, Elton John.
If they're visiting, but they go. They do a show. They do two shows a night. They have it all done. Like, they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? It's not like making a vlog every day where you have to fucking, you know, stress about.
His show is stressful though. Because he's like hanging from the ceiling and stuff.
I know, but once you got it down pat.
Still.
I know, but
still,
dude,
it's got to be special. He has like a blade on stage, like sawing shit in half.
It's walking through a park for him. He's been doing it all his life.
I guess.
I'm just saying, I would kill to be in a position.
If you had to do views twice a night, you'd be exhausted.
If you had to
do a live podcast twice.
For fucking 250 grand a night? Come on, Jason.
Yeah, for 250 grand, that'd be nice. But like, I'm just saying, like
and
what he does is way harder than sitting down doing a podcast.
That's what I love. I'm so jealous and I envy singers and magicians because, like I've said this before, I'm not a fan of touring for this podcast because it's us talking. But like Chris Angel, he has this show that he knows when people come, it's gonna be fucking awesome. Like there is so much shit going on.
Yeah,
and like I would kill for that. Like if we had like this amazing show where we're like juggling and fire and everything, I would love to do it every night because you know I love seeing people's reactions.
Sure.
So feeding off the crowd's energy and doing the same show and getting it down perfect with a new crowd every time is my fucking wet dream.
Right.
And getting paid as much as he does is amazing.
So why don't you write a show?
I am. This is my big announcement.
This is a one-man show announcement today? You can tell the people about it. What's it going to be about?
It's going to be magic tricks.
Really?
I'm going to be sawing and people in half, but I'm actually going to be doing it.
I heard you're going to be sawing them in half and then sewing them back together.
I'm going to be sewing them back together. It's going to be real life. I'm only going to have 60 seconds before the blood completely drains the body. No, but I don't know. I'm into the whole
Vegas thing. Elton John. We saw fake Michael Jackson. We saw fake Sting. Aretha Franklin.
You saw fake Elvis Presley.
We saw Elton John. The real Elton John.
It's fucking nuts.
We're 10 rows from him. He was amazing. She was so excited. We went and saw fake Sting. She was like just as excited. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She loves impersonators.
Wow.
Which was cool. It was fun. But I think next time we go to Vegas, we should see more shows.
Yeah, shows are the way to do it
in Vegas. Not just like go around trying to get drunk.
And don't gamble, guys. Gambling is tough. But speaking of tough, We got in the podcast.
No.
We do.
I can't.
I have an Under Armour event to go to.
Yo. Nice.
Thanks.
How'd you get invited to that?
Cass invited us.
Wow. I got invited too. I'm just pretending.
Oh, shit.
I'm wearing an Under Armour jacket right now, dude.
Are you fucking
I'm
serious?
I'm on the inside. Don't worry.
I got an event to go to that we got to go to tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to do. This is going to be a busy night. Make sure to keep on smiling. Tweet us at
That's
Jason.
That's a good thing to say.
Keep smiling.
That should be your tagline. Keep on smiling. I'm David Dobrik. And keep on smiling.
This doesn't sound that bad. You're right.
Do it. Try it out.
I'm David Dobrik. This has been a Views podcast. And we just want you to keep on smiling, motherfucker. No?
Don't need that second part.
Just keep on smiling. Guys, merch is on sale. Fandro.co/Dobrik. Fandro.co/Nash. Jason, if your mother's listening, what do you have to tell her?
Love you, Mom. You're the best. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. I remember all the wonderful things you've ever done for me. And yeah, you're the best.
What about if your dad's listening?
What's up, Dad? No, I love you too, Dad.
I'm not a pussy anymore, Dad. I got my own podcast. No, but that's it. All right, we got to go. Guys, thanks for our sponsors, Honey and the Honey app. Because Jason's one of our... Oh, fuck it. Thanks for our sponsors, Honey and Squarespace. We'll see you guys later. This has been Views, and my name is Jeff. Bye.